Page 35.
Folktale House.
民间故事屋。
The Elves and the Shoemaker.
精灵与鞋匠。
A German folktale.
德国民间故事。
Long, long ago, an old shoemaker worked very hard.But he could not make enough to live upon. This night, he only had the leather to make one pair of shoes. He cut his leather out, all ready for the next day. Then he went to bed. The next morning, when the old shoemaker was about to work, he saw the shoes were made and ready on the table.A customer came in. The shoes suited him so well that he paid more money than usual. With the money, the shoemaker bought more leather. Now he could make two pairs of shoes. The next day, the shoemaker found the shoes done in the morning. This went on for some time. Each night,He cut out the leather, and each morning, the shoes were finished, and someone would buy them. The old shoemaker soon made a lot of money. Who was helping? One evening, the shoemaker and his wife didn't sleep. At night, they saw two little elves stitching and hammering.The shoes were made by them. Feeling grateful, the shoemaker made little shoes for the elves. His wife made small shirts and pants. They then placed the clothes on the table. On Christmas Eve, the elves came again. The little gifts made them happy.They put the clothes on and danced on the table. After that night, the elves never came back. But the old shoemaker and his wife always remembered their little helpers.
Word box.
小词库
Shoemaker.
鞋匠
Enough.
足够，充足。
Leather，
皮革。
Customer，
顾客。
Suit，
合身。
Pay，
付费，过去式。
Paid。Elf。
精灵，复数。
Elves. Stitch.
缝，缝补。
Hammer.
用锤子敲，锤打。
Grateful.
感激的，表示感谢的。